He was in, what county was that, Mama? About 60 miles from where he lived, three counties over. Hoping that one day that the fella would retire that was in his county to get to come back home and build him a home. And that all worked out. He's county agent there and built him a home on his land. Now he's raising cattle. And
what county is that in?
Smith County. You've heard of the tobacco spitting contest up in Raleigh, Mississippi?
Yeah, I have.
That's where he's from, Raleigh, Mississippi. They just had a tobacco spitting contest a few weeks ago.
I know, I think I remember reading something about it.
And he's done good. Pat's a good boy, and he's smart. He knows how to get along with people. They all like him in that whole county. He's easy going, and he deserves a break. And I suppose Pat is pretty well off, he and the daughter.
Well, I think him and Barbara, they said, you know, it seems like they might spend it on.
Well, we don't call it like wealthy people would. Man making $20,000 a year is pretty well off, we would think, you know, in a job. Some of them making more than that.
I appreciate it. Me too. Even to you back in.
What do you think about this fellow, Dirk Lance, owing $4.5 million and up your way, and managed to borrow all of this money from these banks and put up security for two different loans twice as much?
I knew he was going to be here before it was over.
You better not say anything. I used to go to school with his son.
He's a smart man, though. Old Billy Carter said he was. And you know, Billy said he's smarter than the president, said I'm making more money.
That's true. Billy's a good fellow.
Huh?
Billy's a good fellow.
I don't like his language in the paper. He'll do it and they'll print anything he says, but I don't like it.
Well, I'm concerned.
He
had enough tonight, yeah.
But old Jimmy, he's not saying a thing about it, though. He's just like nothing ever happened. Back when some of our presidents, they would be ashamed of their brothers. What was it, Nixon? He was ashamed of his brother? Or
he was, that's true.
That's right.
Edward.
So he, you see his downfall. You got to be yourself. Not try to be above your raising. Be as good as anybody else and not let anybody else be any better than you. That's my theory. I feel like I can mix with any of them. I played a little politics. I've had my wife didn't like politics and she didn't like me to get involved in, but I love them. But I find a lot of them are crooked. I don't like that either. When I first run for a little city office here, I talked with a fellow, an old timer here in Bogalusa. He said, Bill, I'd rather see you not get in them. He says, man, this has been a rotten town. He said, if I tell you some of the things that I know, and he was chief of police here, he said, the hair was standing up on your head. He said, it's been people, if you didn't do like they wanted you, they'd push you out in front of a freight train or something. And I reckon that's why I never would get elected, because I wasn't a yes man for nobody. She'll tear you up. I learned a lot about
them. Not even the man.
Huh?
You're not a yes man to nobody, are you?
No, sir. I'm not a yes man to nobody. Never have been. I'll treat anybody like I want them to treat me.
Yeah. And you were telling me when you came up,